Hey, this is the world famous Phil Henry Show, and my name is Bud Dickman. I'm going to be the host today. Mr. Henry's on assignment.
What is it with you and...
God, General, you just went, what is it?
I know, but I can't take... General.
I'm supposed to be the host. You only get to commentate.
This is the role that I've been thrust into.
Excuse me, General, I got... Phil Henry is on assignment.
And what is it with you and on assignment? That is what Phil told him to say.
And thanks a lot, General. You just messed it up.
All right, I'm sorry. Do it again. Go on, do it again.
Good. Yeah, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Bud Dickman filling in. Mr. Henry's on assignment.
And this is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm going to be the host of the show.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Today we have Bobby and Steve Dooley. They'll be talking to Bud about the ongoing controversy surrounding the Tour de France and Steve Dooley's support of the Tour de France and his affinity for wearing tight biking shorts.
Well, you did laugh, and that's going to cause a problem.
That's my understanding, that Steve, the Dooleys have been quite vocal about the fact that in supporting the Tour de France... Steve Dooley and Bobby both like the way Steve looks in a pair of biking shorts.
Now, what do you mean Steve likes it?
Steve likes... He says it's a good fit, Bud.
Yeah, Mr. Dooley has... He told me in the pre-interview that I did, you know...
Uh-huh.
That he said that the look and the feel...
All right, and we'll get the Dooleys on right now.
Yeah, we're going to get the Dooleys on here, and just not right now. Just a minute. I want to roll out.
Oh, that's right, Steve Bozell.
Yeah, I want to roll out Steve Bozell, and Mr. Bozell is the construction contractor. He has a personal dispute with me. A lot of you may be familiar with the fact that when I like something or when I support something,
what are you doing, Bud?
I'm just looking for the mouse.
Right there. Sorry, folks. We were just getting some technical.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people see when I like something, I'll go, yeah, hey. Well, Mr. Bozell claims that he invented it. No, he didn't. No, he did not.
Okay.
But first, we're going to bring on Mr. and Mrs. Steve, or Mr. and Mrs. Bobby. Well, I guess you're supposed to say the guy, right?
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Steve Dooley.
They're coming down from Butner Lake. They're on their way back to Western Estates to take care of some business. But you're going to go back to Butner Lake, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to go back. Is this Bud?
It's Bud Dickman. Yeah.
We are. We're going to go back to Butner Lake. We're just coming down to the Homeowners Association to take care of some Homeowners Association business. We have a meeting, a Homeowners Association.
Yeah, we don't trust it.
We don't trust the conduction. I don't know what the word is.
Well, the word you're looking for is the conducting of the meeting.
Well, we don't trust the conducting of the meeting to anyone else. So that's kind of been the challenge that we've had.
All right, well, Ms. Dooley, this is Bud Dickman.
I know that, yeah.
Okay, but I mean, we wanted to talk about the Tour de France that you guys have been watching. You've been watching Butner Lake?
We are, yeah. We've been watching at the Butner, what we call the Butt.
Yeah, it's called the Butner is affectionately the Butt. And a lot of people don't like that, but...
No, we understand. It's called the Butt, because that's...
You know, we have a good time. We enjoy life. And so we use these colloquial...
I think the word is colloquial.
Yeah, we use these colloquial phrases to, you know, express the expressions that we have.
Right, so, but anyway, what we're talking here about is the fact that, the bike shorts...
Yes, that's right. So, watching the Tour de France, we just happened to come across it on NBCSN.
No, it's called NBCSN.
Right, on NBC.
Well, I think it's NBCSN.
What did we say?
You're saying NBC, NBCSN.
No, it's NBC.
NBCSN, NBCSN.
I mean, I think we can agree it's NBCSN.
Okay, that's not my understanding, but in any event, Steve found it on the NBC, on the CSN. I thought CSN was the news channel.
No, darling, that's CNN. CSN was country, was Crosby.
It was Country Snutton.
No, it was Country Stills.
Bobby, it was Stephen, it was Stills Country and...
No, it's Crosby, Stills, and Nash. God.
All right. You know, did he just yell at me?
All right, let's get back on track. It's NBCSN. Is that right?
No, it's NBC. No, yes, it is.
No, yes, it is. Oh, get these people, Steve.
Yeah, you guys are...
All right, look, let's just stick with us, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, if we can. You guys fell in love with the Tour de France.
I'm the host of the show. You guys fell in love.
We didn't fell in love. We fell in love with the Tour de France, yes.
Okay, you fell in love with the Tour de France, and in so doing, you liked the bike shorts. Because why? Because they...
Well, at first, my wife was telling me, my wife said, hey, Steve, look at these guys in the tight shorts. And I thought, are you looking at it? I mean...
No, I did not say that, Steve.
I know that eventually, yeah. Eventually, you didn't. But eventually, you didn't. But eventually, you know, first you said that, hey, have you seen these guys in the bike shorts? And I'm all like, yeah. And you go, check it out. You can see everything. And so I got a little bit jealous.
Here, I
got a little jealous.
Steve got jealous. Yes, he did. And so he decided that he'd slip on a pair of them. And I thought he looked great. Everyone thought he looked fantastic. And we decided that, you know, you'd get another 3-4 pair, right?
Yeah, I got on one pair. I slipped into one pair that I'd seen at a sporting goods store. And I went ahead and stocked up.
When you say you stocked up, what'd you do? You bought, like, more?
Yeah.
All right, so you bought... How many more did you buy?
Well, what'd you buy, Steve?
I bought, like, 4 or 5 more, just as the way to stock up.
Okay, we're talking here with the Dooleys. They're talking about the bike shorts that they seen on the Tour de France and the fact that they thought... Ms. Dooley, you originally saw it, but it wasn't like you were attracted.
No, it was not that I was attracted to the men. I thought they looked good in the shorts. And the bike short accentuates a lot of things about the man. And what I thought was interesting about it is how it just accentuated...
Here, let me do it, honey. It made the ball...
You can't talk that way, all right? Could you just use some euphemisms or something?
All right, well...
Yeah.
It made the manhood... stand out if you look at it.
You know, I think that's because it isn't so much the bike short. I think they're wearing some kind of protection.
No. Because the bike shorts that I bought, it went ahead and it cupped it and lifted it, you know.
So that's what we're talking about. And the reason why we're coming on is we're starting our own Bobby and Steve bike short, a designer short. We'll be selling this, by the way, Margaret, in our golf shop at the Western Estates Homeowners Association, if we're calling it the Bobby and Steve Stud Tight. And
say that again, the Bobby and Steve Stud Tight.
That's right, that's what it's called. And I know that you have me repeat things, Margaret, because you think it sounds effed up and jacked over, and you want me to repeat it so I sound like a retard. Well, I can tell you...
All right, Liz, we don't want to talk like that.
Yeah, Mr. Henry doesn't like the use of that word, and I second that.
It's just, you're, no one's calling you that, Ms. Dooley.
Well, Ms. Gray...
No, Bobby, I am not trying to make you sound like that. I had you... repeat it because I want to make sure people know. It's called the what?
Because you want to make people know that I...
Yeah, you're trying to make my wife sound like she got drop kicked off a freeway overpass or something. You know what I mean?
No, that is not what I'm doing. Oh, my God. All right, look, why don't we stop?
Well, we've been treated like this before.
Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, no one's trying to treat you like you've been drop kicked into a freeway or into the, you know, whatever.
Well, they treat me as if I've been drop kicked into the grill of a Peterbilt. They treat me as if I've been dropped. That I've been dropped.
They all do it. They treat you like you've been drop kicked into the grill of a Peterbilt.
No, they treat me as if I've been drop kicked.
Can we move on?
No, we cannot. You treat me as if I've been drop kicked into the grill of a Peterbilt
doing 65.
Well, you're not allowed to hang up, Ms. Dooley. I know you got angry.
We are not treating you like that.
Bobby, this is Margaret. I do not want to treat you that way. I'm trying to treat you fairly. I just wanted to be clear. It's called the Bobby and Steve Dooley Stud Tight.
No, it's called the Bobby and Steve Dooley Stud Tights.
Yeah, Stud Tights. Plural. because of the two, there's two tights.
Well, what do you mean there's two legs?
Yes, there's two, as if there's two pants. You could call them the stud pant or stud pants. We call it the stud tights. We wanted to singularize it. Our advisors, who helped stock a lot of the sportswear at the Western States Golf Shop, advised us. They advised us not to.
Not to do what?
Not to call it the stud. Who just asked me that question?
That's the host of the show, Bud Dickman.
The host?
You're the host of the show?
That's exactly right. I'm the host of the show. You want to do something about it? You're going to have to check it out with Mr. Henry.
Oh, my God.
Talk to my wife like that.
I'm talking to your wife like that. It's called a stud tight. It's available at Western States. And somebody ought to answer this question. Why do you have a golf shop when you didn't got a golf course?
That's a very good question.
We have a golf shop. Are you serious or something?
Yeah, you for real?
Are you for real?
We have a golf shop because we sell band lines, we sell shorts, we sell golf socks, sleeves of balls, and everything.
What do you mean sleeves of balls? What's that mean?
It's not dirty, Bud. A sleeve of a ball is like five or six balls that comes in a box.
Yeah, and?
Dickman, it's for golf.
Oh, they're golf balls.
No, they're tennis. Yes, they're golf balls.
Oh, my God. So you thought that we are selling a sleeve of balls as if we had a, like it was the stud tight?
Yeah, as if somebody had their balls packed into the stud tight. That's the kind of thing I don't understand.
All right, we're talking about, you know, Mr. Henry's going to, he's going to have a fit when you listen to the tape of this show. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Well, you know what? Have Mr. Henry call me because he and I get along very well, and he understands the stuff what I try to express.
Yeah, Mr. Henry at least gives us a fair shake.
Yeah, a fair shake. By the way, Dooley, the only fair shake you get is when you're walking out of the men's room.
Who was that? Was that Bobby or Steve?
That was me.
We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here. So look, rather than end this on a sour note, I want to promote it. This is in the golf shop at Western Estates.
That's right, the golf shop where we have sleeves of balls. Okay?
Don't go butch, honey. It scares me for later on in the evening.
And so you got the stud tights at the Western Estates Golf Shop.
Yes, we do. Available now at the Western Estates Golf Shop. You'll see the golf shop as soon as you go through security. The golf shop is off to the right. Community Pool 1 in the lavender phase is off to the left. And I'm pointing to my right, but I'm mentioning the left. Because if you're looking at me, I would be pointing to your left, even though I'm pointing to my right.
Got it.
Okay. And Steve?
Yeah, then you go to the left, or I mean you go to the right, and then you go to the right, you realize you're not at the right place.
Just have them look for the...
Oh my God, you just went, yes?
Just have them look for the golf shop at Western Estates where they have the Bobby and Steve Dooley stud tights.
Yes.
You know what, I think we should call it the stud tight, because that means that it's tight, as in it's cool, you know? Forget it.
It's the Bobby and Steve Dooley stud tights available now at your local whatever, I don't know.
At your local Bobby and Steve Dooley Western Estates Homeowners Association golf shop.
Yes, the Western Estates golf shop.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us today. Thanks very much. Look for those stud tights, or the stud tights, right?
Yes.
And they're designed after the tights, or not be the tight pants that they wear at a Tour de France.
Yeah, you don't have to be a bike rider or even a lover of the Tour de France to want to...
By the way, it's called the Tour de France. I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't mean to interrupt. It's the Tour de France. Okay?
Yes, we understand. The Tour de France.
Oh, don't you just sort of let that roll off the tongue like...
Yeah, like it's all natural. Make my wife look stupid.
You know what? I don't make your wife look stupid, Steve. If she looks stupid, she does it all on her own.
Oh, God, I want to hang up.
You're not allowed to hang up. Go ahead and complete the promo for the stud tight.
It's called the stud tights.
It's the stud tights. Please buy them at the Western Estates Golf Shop where we don't play golf, sucker.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very
much. Ha, 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 ha. I hung up on her. Ha, ha, ha.
You know, she's just going to be angry, and she'll mention that to Mr. Henry.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That was Bobby and Steve Dooley to talk about how they discovered bike shorts and how they look tight around the guys, you know what? And I guess the
cheeks of his ass, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how the bike shorts make a guy's the cheeks of his ass look good. Okay, coming up next is Steve Bozell. and he and I will debate over who invented, on the Phil Henry Show.
Friends, this is Bruce Kernicki, and I'll tell you something right now. We've got plots of land. If you live anywhere in the Los Angeles area, you'll want to see me, Bruce Kernicki. We are selling plots of land, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 acre plots that you can sit on and say, this is mine. This is my land to build on or to reserve for future generations to enjoy. It's right there on Lake Fun. It's just 5 miles outside of the city limits. We're actually right now developing the entire area in our minds, and when we finally do decide to let you sit on the piece of property that you buy, we will have actual dirt for you to sit on. But right now, we're conceptualizing. I just had some gas, a little bit of acid reflux. Pardon me, I may be having a heart attack. Bruce Kernicki's Real Estate.
Call Bruce.
Bruce Kernicki Real Estate. 51 years in the Los Angeles area. Bruce Kernicki, he knows where the bodies are buried. Usually on a piece of land I've sold someone. Oh boy, we have fun.
And welcome back now to Phil Henry Show. Here on the Phil Henry Show, I'm Bud Jackman,
All right, we have Steve Bozell, Bud.
Yeah, and Steve Bozell is going to join us right now in our studio. Actually, he's live in a studio. You know, we had our newsmaker line. That was the Dooleys was on that.
Yes, but in our studio right now is Stephen Bozell. Come on in, Steve.
Thank you.
Now, this, Steve, was an argument you had with Bud off the air a couple of weeks ago.
First of all, I want to thank you. I'm happy to be on. I was in the area here. I just want to mention a B&B Construction. We go all over. Even though we're located out in Corona, California, which is more close to the Inland Empire, we do come up the coast here to Ventura County. Beautiful area, and we do some commercial development out here. So if you ever want to call B&B Construction.
B&B, that's B. Is it B&B or B&B?
It's B&B. As you know, it is.
I just heard you say BV.
Yeah, no, it is B&B.
Yeah, it's Bozell and Bozell.
It's Bozell and Bozell yet again, so it's B&B YA.
No, it's not, Bud.
No, it isn't, and I know you're doing that on purpose.
I sort of am doing it on purpose because I want to kind of throw you off your game a little bit because I think in a lot of ways you act.
Yeah, what?
I know Mr. Henry doesn't like the word, but you do act kind of retarded.
All right, buddy said don't use that word.
All right.
This is what I mean. It's no big thing. When you and I talked about this 2 weeks ago, you said to me casually, because we were talking, if I could...
go ahead.
I was talking to Bud because I'd just been a guest on the show. We were off air. We were talking on the phone. And I'd said to him, you know, I'd been on a guest on Mr. Henry's show now for many, many a year.
Yeah, you've been on since like when you and April come to L.A.
Exactly. And we were reminiscing about that. And I talked about how I had said in reference to Roy Hutchins one day who was a next door neighbor of mine who I had placed a lawsuit that I filed a lawsuit against him for laughing at me. Okay. When his minor bird told me to go straight to the, you know.
Oh, when the minor bird called you a name.
Yeah, his minor bird called me, and the
minor bird called Steve an a-hole, and you filed suit, and the judge did issue a restraining order against the minor bird.
He did. And I went, so that was a victory, and I went, yeah, hey.
Yeah, and that's when I told you no. I've done that before you.
Yeah, see, that's what he claimed, okay?
Well, is there any way, do we have any taped evidence of this?
I mean,
let me just say, first of all, I have, for as long as I've been in General Shaw, I've been with Mr. Henry before even you, Mrs. Gray, you've been with Mr. Henry longer. Well, you and I have been, Mr. Henry.
We about the same amount of time, Bud, in Florida, and you met Mr. Henry here in Ventura County.
Yeah.
All right, well, so what?
So then, Ms. Gray, I know, and Mr. Bozell.
I met Mr. Henry in California. When I come out to California.
Okay, so I remember on the shows with Mr. Henry early on when I would go, yeah.
All right, okay, so that's what you say. And I don't doubt that you, but just 2 weeks ago, and I had talked to you about this, I said, when I first come out to California in 1996 with April, and she was pregnant, we're going to have 2 children out in California. And I remember I told Mr. Henry, yeah, my wife's pregnant. And he said, how does that make you feel? I went, yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah, so?
All right, so how are you guys going to... So who did what first?
I'm telling you right now, And I believe this in the very core of my being, that I influenced you, Bud Dickman. I'm the guy that went, yeah, yeah.
You guys got to be kidding.
No. Okay. It sounds.
You guys, let me ask something. So you're trying to say, Mr. Bozell, that you're the first guy ever to go, yeah, yeah.
Are you guys kidding?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, you just did it, and you did it the way that I do it. So again.
Are you trying to say that you're the only guy that went, all right.
Just the way you did it copies me.
Well, see, I'm not claiming.
Wait a minute. I have to ask all three of you chimpanzees to be quiet.
See?
I really don't like.
I'm asking all three of you chimpanzees to be quiet while I get the lay of the land on this thing. Because Mr. Bozell goes, all right.
Yeah, you just did it like I do it.
I'm copying you. You're saying that that is your style.
It is, because I did it as a part of, that's now I remember.
Yeah, it was part of your stand-up act.
Yeah, I did. So when I was on the show and I was guest host and I said, okay, you'll know this is the laugh, you'll know here's where the laugh's supposed to come in when I tell the joke. Like, for instance, my wife said to me the other day, don't go out because there's corona. Or, no, I said, I think I'll go outside and take a walk. And my wife said, don't, because there's coronavirus out there and you might hurt it. Yeah.
Yeah, so what?
That's where I told that when I went like that, that lets people know.
Yeah, but how do we know that you're the first guy to do that?
I'm the first guy to do that.
You know, here we go again. Every one of you apes, when your voice changes, when your voice cracks, you give each other a big bundle of something that dropped out of a cow's ass.
God, it's great. Your language.
Well, I'm sorry. This is ridiculous.
All right, so wait.
No, you wait. Bud, when you started going, all right, yeah, when was that?
I mean, I did it. Okay.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you right now. I did it first at the men's club when I was doing my stand-up. You heard me do it. And you were going like, hey, hey.
What? I would never do it. That sounds like some kind of a dork.
Well, how did you do it?
I'm the first guy.
Wait a minute. I'll break this tie.
How did you do it?
I'm the first.
Wait a minute. I happen to know this for a fact, that myself, Ms. Gray, and Mr. Henry and others would always look to Bud to close out a thought. And so, Bud, you would do what?
Yeah, I'd go, yeah, hey.
I know you did, but you didn't go, all right. You would go, yeah, you know.
Okay, so what are you saying you do?
I'm saying to you for the 800th time that when I did it at the men's club and I did it on the show, I would say, and now here comes Phil Henry. He's pretty good looking for a guy that ain't all that good looking, or whatever joke I told. And I go, oh, yeah, hey.
What is the distinction here?
The distinction is that Dickman.
Hold on, we got Tom Dovka on the phone.
No, not Dovka.
Tom Dovka's on the phone. He consults Mr. Henry's show on occasion from West Los Angeles. Mr. Dovka, we got you on the air right now.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this conversation that you people are having about who goes, I can tell you, number one, I know that Dickman, and this is only because I've... Did you mind me interrupting, by the way?
Go ahead, Tom. It's fine.
Okay, if you have information, but...
I do have information, but the first person I heard do it was Bud Dickman. See?
Yeah, see? Because I was doing it on a...
Wait a minute. Yeah, you did it because Mr. Henry asked you to lock a thought out. So you go, yeah. And I heard you, but I have to say, and you're going to think I'm doing a bit here, but I remember myself saying, I'm Tom Dovka, I'm a consultant of radio, I've consulted some of the great talent in the history of radio business. Hey! Because that's how I would present myself to clients.
All right, well, this is getting asinine, as I'm sure you understand. You got Bozell.
Wait, hold on. Why is it getting asinine?
Because we've already got Bozell and Bud claiming authorship.
I'm not claiming authorship. I said that Bud's the first one to go, yeah. But I'm the first one that I know of, and I'm sorry, Mr. Bozell, but that's how I present myself at meetings of radio stations when I was talking to program directors.
You're trying to say that you invented the whole, yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. I would say, I'm Tom Dovka, I'm a radio consultant. If you'd like to hire me to consult your radio station, you can do worse. You can do worse than Tom Dovka. Yeah. You know.
Wait a minute. You're standing in front of a bunch of program directors and general managers in a conference room.
That's right, yes. And I'm saying, and I'm giving them the pitch.
You're giving them the pitch, and then you're going, all right, something like that?
I'm giving them, with all due respect, Mr. Ray, I'm giving them the pitch.
Oh, I see. I didn't do it properly.
Well, there is a way of doing it.
Wait. If you're saying you're the first guy to go, yeah.
I'm just telling you, I gave it the verve and the style that you picked up on, Mr. Bozell. Because listen, when I'm standing there...
No.
Will you please listen to me for a minute?
All right, Mr. Davka, we got a cut out of you now. I got a cut out. You better just cut out, man.
Why? I'm trying...
That was an abomination.
See... He's trying to say he's standing in front of a program director.
Wait a minute, what? I'm having to answer the phone and do it and host the show, Mr. Davka. Okay, fine. You want me to? Tom Davka.
I'm sorry, my voice cracked. What I'm trying to say is I'm standing in front of program directors, general managers, and I'm saying, if you want the very finest in programming consultancy, if you want the very finest in ideas for your radio station and your radio talent, you can do worse, much, much worse, than Tom Davka. All right, yeah, hey.
Okay, so you stood in front of these people and applauded yourself.
It was my way of locking out. Yeah, I go, yeah. Then I pick up my briefcase, turn, and walk out of the room.
After going, hey.
Okay.
You know you can't hang up.
I know I can't hang up. I put the phone down here.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mr. Davka.
You don't give a shit.
All right, that's Tom Davka, and
I'm over here. I've been listening to the whole thing.
You were very polite and not say anything.
Yes, I would say so, Mr. Bozell. I'm listening to Tom Davka basically taking the wind right out of my sails. When I said I come on the men's club, on my stand-up comedy, and I go, and then the chicken crossed the road. Oh, yeah, hey. That's totally Steve Bozell.
Well, what he's saying is the style, while he's not saying... While he is not saying he was the first to do it, he is saying the style, Steve, if I may call you Steve.
I prefer Mr. Bozell at this juncture.
Well, okay, you know.
Margaret, where are you going?
This is...
See? Well, Mr. Henry's going to be really PO'd, man. I try to do an interview.
Steve, come on back here.
So, I'm saying, Davka says in style he invented it. I'm saying, no, he didn't. I invented the style. Davka may be the first guy to use it.
I'll say it. Wait a minute, I want to end this. Tom Davka said he invented the style, but not the substance.
Okay, that's fine. If he says he invented the style, he's wrong, because I'm the one to come up with, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what he said he did.
He said he did that in front of program directors, then he'd lift up his briefcase, turn about on his heel, and walk out.
Yeah, he did. He said, because he's fat. He didn't say fat, but because he's got a big butt. He said, he goes, yeah. Then he pick his briefcase up, and the last thing they see is just this pair of slacks with a big ass.
What are you talking about, man?
He said it was memorable that way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Steve,
you know what? As far as I'm concerned, I invented, hey, I don't care what anybody, I don't care.
Okay, Mr. Davka, I swear we cannot, Mr. Davka.
You know what? You can have it. You can have it, Steve. Mr. Bozell, you can have it. Okay? You invented it. Good for you. I work my ass off. Morning, noon, and night, I go to radio stations, especially trying to help Mr. Henry. And I said it to Phil Henry. I walked into his office one day, and I said, I want to consult your show because I could take it to the next level. I could take your show, Mr. Henry, to the next level of the radio shows. I'm Tom Davka. Hey, yeah. And I picked up my briefcase, no jacket on, just my big fat ass.
Well, look, Tom, if you're getting frustrated...
It's frustrating when people don't listen. When people... My voice cracked. I didn't want it to do it. When people don't listen! When people don't listen, that's what's frustrating. I'm Tom Davka. Hey. Yeah.
Okay, Tom Davka.
All right, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Hey. Great, huh?
I thought very good, Bud.
Thank you. I'm Bud Dickman. You know what? Try to do better.
I think I have.
Yeah, no, you haven't.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, hosted by Bud Dickman, has been executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. We thank Stephen Bozell, Tom Davka, and Mr. and Mrs. Steve Dooley. Don't forget, you can get the stud tights. Those are the Bobby and Steve Dooley bike shorts called stud tights at the Western Estates Golf Shop.
Yeah, where they don't play golf.
All right, yeah.
Go ahead, Tom.
All right, yeah. Hey. There's music playing underneath this.
Yeah, it's supposed to be music.
Oh, man.